Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, AEW star shoots on the WWE releases.
Two huge matches have been added to Full Gear on Rampage.
And we've got news of some dark matches before SmackDown.
And a fiancé of a WWE wrestler punches a troll at their house.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, it all really does help. And the links to each news video are in the description below. Click them and you can skip me mumbling. So the first story of today, AEW Rampage was, of course, last night, and it was Bryan Danielson versus Anthony Bowens of the Acclaimed. Obviously, Max Caster came out there and he did a bit of a rap, didn't he? With a little bit of a shoot on the WWE releases. And I'm just going to read out the rap, because why not? This is what we do. So, the Acclaimed, I'm not going to... Am I going to rap? No, Salty
Please
Growl.
Rap.
He doesn't, Salty the Growl, he does not want to see me rap. So, the Acclaimed, we only do numbers, but this guy's too busy growing cucumbers, because he likes farming. Don't be mad at me, bro, because you're only known for your wife's reality show. And you should eat some eggs. You should look at Bowen's arms. They're bigger than your legs, because he's got little legs.
That's mean.
And then the big line. I'm gonna put you in the poverty, dog, because I end careers quicker than your father-in-law. Obviously talking about John Laurinaitis and the WWE releases. Good line, Max Caster. I love this.
It
should be noted as well, like Tony Khan does clear all of Max Caster's raps now after the incident that happened a few months ago. So this was definitely cleared by Tony Khan as well. And the look on Bryan Danielson's face, need to get that in my head. At the end of it, said it all. He was just, you got me on that one.
It was really well done, wasn't it? And I think, it's important to note that Tony Khan does get his final say on these raps now. So he was like, yeah, we'll get away with that. Let's throw that in. And the reaction from the crowd, like every one of the lines coming up to that were building really well. Like everyone was kind of going, oh, and that one literally just, it was, that almost like peaked the show. It was just like, oh, you just say that? But yeah, fair enough. You do say that, Max Caster, because it's been BS this week, what's happened with everyone. So I just felt bad for Danielson. He's like, I gotta go home to this now. Thanks. Cheers. Yeah. Cheers to that, buddy.
That.
It was a lot.
And then he had a good match with Anthony Bowens and obviously beat him because it's Bryan Danielson. Of course he did.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, there was all that. Rampage was a pretty important show, come to think of it. I think in terms of consequences and what he set up for Full Gear, I'd say it was probably more important, you could say, than Dynamite really this week, because we had two massive, like huge matches set up for Full Gear on this show. So we had we'll get the first one out of the way, because I'd say it's not necessarily going to be one of the big marquee main event matches on the event, but it's still going to be pretty damn good. We've got Jurassic Express and Christian Cage. They're going to be taking on Super Click, the Super Click. They're going to be taking them on the Falls Count Anywhere. Big, crazy bump spot fest nutty match, which is probably going to be pretty damn good anyway, but you'll expect it. I think it'll either open the show or it'll just be like somewhere in between as a weird kind of destruction derby palate cleanser type thing.
Yeah.
And then the big one, the huge talking point on top of the Max Caster rap, obviously coming out of Rampage, was CM Punk and Eddie Kingston just going off on one another. It was mad. Like Punk was just being really smug and just saying, oh, you're a bum, Eddie Kingston. Like we tried to give you the ball to run with and you didn't, you tripped, you fell on your face. And Eddie Kingston was just being the ultimate babyface, really firing up, getting in his face. He was screaming, it built perfectly. And then they were squabbling and Punk was like, right, come on, let's have a match, Full Gear, let's do it. And then they had to be held back and they were fighting each other. And it was just great. It felt organic. It felt like two really tough dudes getting each other's faces, like in a club or in a bar, and just saying, are we going to fight? Are we going to do this? Are we going to get this on? And I can't wait for them just to rip 10 bells and lumps of crap out of each other. I can't even say words because I'm so fired up to see CM Punk and Eddie Kingston just batter each other.
Yeah, this was really good. Punk started off really well on Dynamite with the thing about John Moxley and then transition it into Eddie Kingston. But then this was just on an absolute another level. Like, you talk about bringing sort of reality into your wrestling storylines. Like, this was it. Like, they were so fired up. Like, Eddie Kingston just, you felt real. Like, you're like, oh my God, they're going to destroy each other. Absolutely love this. Can't wait for the match. Just really, really, really good pro wrestling storytelling at the end of the day.
What more do you want?
Exactly. But moving over to WWE for a second, there was a bunch of dark matches before WWE SmackDown, as they have been doing quite a lot in recent months. But the first one, Johnny Gargano beat Kyle O'Reilly, and then the second one, Amari Miller defeated Dakota Kai. So, big things on this one is I wouldn't expect all of these people just to get called up, because we've had quite a few dark matches on SmackDown over the past few months. Not necessarily great things has happened to the people that have been in them. Like, obviously, Karrion Kross started in a few dark matches. You know what happened there. Bronson Reed, Scarlett. There's been a bunch of others. Dakota Kai's had a couple now. So it's hit and miss as to whether this actually works. This very much feels like Vince can't be bothered watching the vast array of tapes that they've got in their NXT library, and he has to see them like in the flesh right there in front of him. And also, Johnny Gargano and Kyle O'Reilly are quite small men, so I don't see them at the top of Vince McMahon's list. But the biggest thing about those two is that both of their contracts are up in December. Gargano's contract is up on December 3rd, we know that, and Kyle O'Reilly is just sometime in December. We don't know the exact date. So interesting stuff. Seems like maybe WWE taking a last look at them before they decide what to do with their contract status. Personally, I kind of want them both to leave. And like, at least in NXT, there's nothing left. In NXT 2.0, I should say, there's not really anything left for either of them. And in AEW, I assume both of them would get snapped up instantly, because why the hell wouldn't you? They're two of the best wrestlers in the world.
Yeah, it's really ominous, this, these dark matches now, obviously because the events that have happened in the last week. But I completely agree. They've done everything they can do in what was NXT. Now they're just like the products of a bygone era. And it's really sad seeing them on 2.0 right now, because you can just feel they don't fit in with this new concept, this new vision going forward. Like, you see Kyle O'Reilly having weird conversations with Von Wagner backstage and going chopping wood together. And then with Gargano, they're just going to try and do what? One final last. We swear this is going to be the last one ever beat with Tommaso Ciampa. And it's just like, it doesn't pop like it used to with either of them. And I agree again, I don't see them having great long-spanning careers on the main roster if they do get called up. So that in itself is pretty damning, like, of the system. Again, we can go into a massive, huge thing about this, but I think all in all, these two just probably deserve to go and spread their wings again and just prove that they are two of the absolute best on the planet, and go and do it in AEW, New Japan, Ring of Honor. Well, probably not Ring of Honor right now, obviously, because of the situation that's going on there, maybe in 2022, but just do something with all this talent that isn't just becoming a manager, getting a haircut, and some other stupid bollocks. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be noted as well that Candice LeRae's contract is up in some point in 2022. So she's not got a huge amount of time left there. Obviously, out on maternity with a pregnancy and things like that as well. But it could all tie in together that they could move their happy little family somewhere else, maybe. I absolutely love Johnny Gargano, and I just want to see the absolute best for him and just get the best position on any card that he possibly can. And just unfortunately, I don't see that happening in WWE.
Hell, man, that's just the way it is. Sorry about that. Moving on. So, fiancés of WWE stars punching internet trolls. That's a thing, apparently. Yeah, that's a big old thing. Oh, wrestling's strange, isn't it? What a shifting gears we're having here on this lovely Saturday morning. So, professional boxer and MMA fighter Ulysses Diaz, you may know him better as the fiancé of WWE Raw star Dana Brooke. Oh yeah, this is big stuff. He's been arrested because he showed up at an internet troll's home and punched him right in the mouth. That is what happened. So it's a report from WPLG Local 10, and they said that another arrest in Miami Dade or Daddy. I'm not from Miami. I don't know if I've said that wrong. This one of a
Miami
professional
Daddy.
Miami Daddy. Oh yeah, TikTok's gonna love that one. This one of a professional boxer and MMA fighter. He is 40 years old, Ulysses Diaz de Villegas. I've ruined that again. And he's accused of striking a victim in the mouth, causing a big laceration. Police say the victim posted about him online, and Diaz de Villegas has showed up to his home, and that's when he hit him. He's now facing a battery charge and being held on a $5,000 bond. And obviously, Dana Brooke had announced that she and Diaz are going to be engaged to be married, and that was in July. They announced that. So, yeah, a bit of a a bump in the road, you could say, towards their eventual
bump
marriage.
Bump in the face, my leg.
Yeah, bump to the face. That's what happened. I shouldn't laugh. It's a horrible thing when, you know, people get arrested and all the rest of it, but don't go to trolls' houses and punch them in the... It's a weird one, this, because if something really horrible was said online, like, you can understand why somebody's riled up to the point of wanting to retaliate, but said retaliation should not come in the form of going to their home and giving them a laceration on the face. That's probably not the right way of going about it. There's police for that.
I can't decide where the moral in this story lies. Is it don't go to people's houses and punch them in the face, or just don't be a dick online? Like, there's got to be a fine line somewhere in the middle of that where everyone just gets along.
Yeah, surely. I mean, it's giving me loads of ideas now, Phil. It's going to be my weekend sorted, just going around to people's houses.
But yeah, don't be a dick online and you won't get punched in the face.
Exactly.
I'll take that. So let's move over to your Twitter questions. The first one comes from Mark Salad, who has a lovely picture of his doggos and says, "Morning legends, with all these budget cuts, in inverted commas, maybe WWE can use some of that money and bring back pay-per-view sets and not just boring, bland BS like The Product. What's your favorite ever pay-per-view set?" He's completely stolen mine, is the Backlash when they had the big swinging claws. They were really good.
I thought that was No Mercy for some weird reason, but yeah, I like that as well. They're really good. But first and foremost, they're not going to bring back the sets. I'm sorry. I'm just going to rain on this parade. I can't see that happening, unless it's WrestleMania, which is pretty good. Mine is Armageddon. I really like that because it's just synonymous for me with the Jeff Hardy WWE Championship win when he climbs to the top and he's like holding the belt. I really like that. It's really simple if you think about it. It's just massive scaffolding behind like a burning building. But, you know, I'm a simple mind. I like it.
Fair. Like mine has always been the Backlash thing. I love the big swinging thing and Jeff Hardy just kind of diving off them as it swings. We've actually just done Retro Ups and Downs that's coming out tomorrow for Armageddon 2008 when Jeff Hardy finally won the belt. And that was like a big sort of post-apocalyptic set thing. Yeah. And it looked absolutely like really, really ace. But like all of the sort of things, like SummerSlam's had some really good ones. Anything that's like a little bit tied into the theme of the pay-per-view, just so much better and way more visually interesting than just big giant screen at every single show. I mean, the big giant screen is impressive in itself, but you get enough of that and on SmackDown.
Yeah, and that's why I like the big pirate ship at WrestleMania. That's a personal highlight of 2021, that.
That's one of the best things about WrestleMania is they always actually have the big set and they go all out for it and it's really fun. Bring back fun. Next question comes from Dalton Barnett, who says, do you think all the open challenges that Drew has been issuing will lead him to be the leader of Team SmackDown and his team are the ones who've answered his challenge?
I do think he'll be the leader of Team SmackDown. But this booking is ridiculous. But it's ridiculous enough that WWE are probably doing this. Like, he's going to absolutely maul everyone who's going to be on his team. Then he's going to go, "You guys, you've got something. You're terrible, but let's make a team." It's just, it's
typical.
You
can play it up. At least they've got heart. They've got the balls to challenge him in the first place. They've got the cojones.
I mean, it just doesn't make them look very good. And the fact that Ricochet seems to have an Achilles heel where it's every time he does a backflip of sorts, he can get kicked in the face. That's
Ricochet's
something that
Achilles heel at the minute is every time he does a wrestle, he loses.
It's a bad one, that, isn't it? It's not going to get
it's a really
far,
bad Achilles
be,
heel.
He looked pretty good. Honestly, like, there is a thing of like getting over in defeat. It doesn't really happen in WWE, but Ricochet looked pretty good in this match. So I'd like to see him in the match. I'd like to see Mustafa Ali in the match as well. But this the whole concept of him battering his entire team and then going, "Yeah, come on, guys, do it." It's not going to be great for team morale, is it?
No, fair. If you want to see a really good Ricochet versus Drew Galloway, match. Go Google it on YouTube. YouTube it right now. WCPW on the Defiant Wrestling channel. It's right there. It's free. And it was absolutely amazing. And we did it. So, you know, we're better than WWE is what I'm saying. The final question of the day comes from AJ David, who says, with the WWE method, we're accustomed to the odd couple stroke thrown together tag teams. Which odd couple in AEW would you throw together? And what would be their name?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to go mixed tag because I just like these two people and I'm going to throw them together, even though we don't have like a real mixed tag division in AEW yet. But I go Abaddon and Orange Cassidy and I'd call them the Zombie Orange Peel. Happy Saturday.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know where to go from that.
Why not? It's an undead orange. It's great.
Undead orange. Yeah. You've absolutely just knocked what I was going to say out of my mind and I can't even remember anymore.
Bring it back to life, man. Do you want me to bite you? I'll reincarnate this stuff. Come on, let's do it. I'll reanimate, sorry.
Absolutely not. I don't know. I can't remember anymore. It's gone. It's gone from my mind. I'm going to take... I don't even know.
I'm so sorry.
Cody and Miro and call them Team Redeem.
I think this is God's favourite nightmare then.
Anyway,
we've derailed this video.
Bloody hell. Yeah, subscribe, I guess, if this is what you're into. Like the video and comment down below all your odd couples that you would put in AEW. If you want, after this, you can follow us on Twitter at FilmMyChambers and...
I wouldn't recommend following me, but at GMorgan04 for more zombie oranges.
Indeed. And yeah, thank you very much for joining us. Have yourselves a bloody good day.
Peace.
We need to
learn
how to end videos.
We're not good at this, Phil.
Somehow. That's, one day. We'll get it one day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.